Right now, you're at the very heart of the city. The statue where we met depicts Gerolamo Savonarola, a famous and fiery preacher. As the inscription on the base will tell you, Savonarola was born in Ferrara in 1452, but ended his days burnt at the stake in Piazza della Signoria in Florence in 1498, his ashes then scattered on the river. To get a quick idea of his character, you just need to look at his face. He has the look of a holy man. One hand is stretched out to the heavens as if addressing God, the other stretched out in front of him to the people. Even if you've never read anything about him, you can take him as a symbol of those difficult times, with their great contradictions, great hopes, and great energies. I chose to start from here because here you can see the whole of the massive complex of the Este family's castle. It's impressive, isn't it? Its color is the red of ancient bricks, baked under the sun of centuries. It's the red of Ferrara, intense enough to intoxicate, especially at sunset. You won't find it easy to forget. The castle is magnificent and proud. Perhaps now you can understand why Giorgio de Chirico came to Ferrara to paint his famous Disquieting Muses. In the foreground of the painting, there are shop dummies with drapery in the classical style, and on the horizon, there is the castle. The geometry, the light and shade, these are what produce the metaphysical atmosphere de Chirico was so keen on, and it's the magical geometry of Ferrara. Now we leave Savonarola behind us and approach the moat of the castle, towards the big wrought iron gate just there. If you have the good fortune to spot one of the goldfish that live here, emerging from the impenetrable green depths, you'll see that they are huge and brightly colored, fiery red, golden yellow, and metallic gray. I like to think these creatures are the silent guardians of the fortress, and for that, they deserve our respect. From the gate, proceed along the edge of the moat towards the series of arches joined onto the castle. The wide pavement is partly occupied by tables from a mysterious café bar, with Art Nouveau-style iron floral decorations. While I tell you a bit more about the architecture of Piazzetta Savonarola, carry on walking until you get to the first arch on the right, then stop underneath. These five arches are called the Voltini by the kids of Ferrara, who all meet here during the evening to chat one another up, to argue or whatever. More officially, this structure is called the Via Coperta, the covered way, because it was built as a covered and elevated passage, a sort of bridge, linking the castle and the Duke's palace, which is to your left. That building goes back to the 13th century, and was once the residence of the Dukes of Ferrara, the Este family. Nowadays, it is the headquarters of the city council. The Via Coperta acted as an emergency route. In the event of a popular uprising or some heinous conspiracy, by which the nobles could quickly reach the castle where they'd be safe behind its walls and their guards. Alfonso I laid out this particular sequence of rooms as the Golden Rooms, sometimes called the Alabaster Rooms, and assembled there a magnificent collection of art, which unfortunately is now spread to museums all over the world. The rooms were decorated by some of the greatest artists of the period, not just those from Ferrara, including Titian, the Dossi brothers, Lombardi, Raphael, Bellini, and others besides. But back to the present. Crossing under the Via Coperta, it's only a step to the Estense castle itself. You should be walking into the piazza that is directly in front of the castle entrance. Carry on along the pavement beside the moat, passing the reconstruction of the Este's fearsome cannon. This piazza, paved in river pebbles, as is typical in Ferrara, is as you can see a big open space, and in the summer it is used for high-profile open-air concerts of international groups, markets, or shows like the historic parade of the Ferrara Palio in May. In the winter, there are fantastic firework displays for the Festival of San Silvestro in Piazza, with cake and sparkling wine all around. On New Year's Eve, the castle blazes with even more fireworks, this time accompanied by music. Even the balconies of the castle become waterfalls of light. But of course, everything is done with the greatest care for this precious monument, and the effect is stunning. You will notice that the ground here is sloping. This is deliberate and is designed to make the castle, that symbol of the Este's culture and power, seem even taller. When you arrive at the entrance of the south ravine of the castle, stop and go on to the next track, so that the music can transport you back into the past.